The Attributes of Real Manhood. What is a real man? And what is it that makes a real man? A quick review of manhood as exists in the world today, and in particular in America, gives the real truth of the matter about manhood. The fact is that it is fading quickly into oblivion. Real men, whole men, leader-type men, the ones who possess the get-it-done work ethic, the take care of the things necessary to hold the family unit together, the provide for and protect the family commitment, the step up and meet the personal responsibilities of a man, are just not being taken care of by the vast majority of males in our society. In the pop culture of today, men are being taught how to be women, and women are being taught how to be men. The result is total confusion of both the male and female God-given roles. Confusion always results in reduced production and performance. Confusion is never a good thing. Confusion usually brings all forward motion to a complete standstill. Of course, we all know that achieving true success in life absolutely requires ongoing, consistent, and persistent work ethic and forward motion towards the accomplishment of worthwhile dreams and goals. So to become successful, there can be no confusion. Men learn how to be real men by observation. They grow up around other real men like their fathers and grandfathers, or other authority figures in their lives. They observe and learn therefrom how a real good man lives and conducts himself when dealing with family members, other people, and the events and circumstances encountered while living their own lives on a daily basis. Real men are always totally honest and have complete integrity while conducting their actions of life. As they grow to manhood, they simply watch their mentor live his life and then duplicated what they had learned and observed from their mentor's behavior. The whole process can be likened to watching a great movie in which a real man is the star performer. Let's quickly examine some of the finer character traits of this recalled star male role model. Now, to get the full picture of what I'm attempting to communicate to you, don't get lost in the side currents, eddies, or swirl pools of the main flow of information. Real men, the ones of real and lasting accomplishment, have a distinct manner and way about them. It could be a swagger or a physical toughness. It could be a strong and commanding voice or manner of speech. It could be a soft and tender, calming spirit or behavior. Whatever it is, this personal quality of a real man comes across as a big and strong male who is always in charge of things and people and who is moving forward in life towards the accomplishment of good and beneficial things that, when complete, will benefit or bless other people. Real men are strong-minded and strong-willed males. They use their strength primarily to protect the weak people of society. Real men are almost always really good guys. They are strong and tough people, physically and mentally, but they are never bullies. And, of course, the way they live their life is always a good and proper example for all other males with whom they are involved to observe and witness. You see, my friends, one can talk about good and bad, right and wrong, positive and negative all day long. But in the end of things, people need to see it played out in action. The greatest motivational phrase of pure truth in all of history is that people do what people see. Greatness is a much more powerful teacher when it is seen as compared to when it is just being discussed? Do you talk the talk, or do you walk the walk? Now listen carefully. Seeing and studying the actual lives of people is the very best way to communicate ideas about how to behave and how not to behave. What our country really needs is good old-fashioned heroes and role models. It needs real men of accomplishment, of prosperity, of providers and protectors of the family unit, responsible men who meet and fill the needs of all of their family. Men such as these must become the types and kinds of men who can be observed and held high for all the youthful males to witness and see who will be the correct example of what it is like to be and act like a real man. Fathers and grandfathers, do you understand? Your example, not your words, is speaking volumes to that little son or grandson who is watching your every move. The true truth never changes. The very best of all examples of great and correct masculine leadership in the history of the entire world comes to us in the person, actions, and lifestyle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Real manhood is Christ-likeness. Christ didn't just talk. He said many very extraordinary things. But he also lived with and among all of his disciples for somewhere around 3 years before his death. He was intimately involved with and in the lives of his followers and future to be leaders of men. These leaders in training saw Jesus eat, sleep, and perform miracles among the masses of people within every area in which he traveled. They saw him live life, suffer, and die. They witnessed him interact with all types and kinds of other people of the times. He lived among them, and that is the primary way that he communicated himself to the men who would communicate him to the rest of the world. This technique is precisely the way he made disciples of his followers. So empowered, these disciples would then go on to make more disciples of those they individually influenced, and then for those second-generation disciples to go on to make more disciples, and so on down through the past 2,000 years. All really great things and accomplishments in life start out very small and relatively insignificant. That is the way that God designed them to work. Just remember, all right and good things always get better with the passage of time. From the studying and learning from the Word of God, it becomes absolutely clear that seeing a person's life lived out is at least as important as is getting a list of lessons as to how to live life from that same person. Sermons are indeed very important, but seeing the actual life of the person who gives the sermon might be even more powerful. How you live life affects other people. It teaches them how to live. Whenever heroes are created and have become accomplished role models for our society as a whole, our nation and our culture is greatly benefited. These role models who lived correctly in accordance with God and His laws can then be held up high for all to see their type and caliber, to see that their lives and the way that they lived are great and worthy examples for emulation. Having good role models and heroes was historically and remains to be a vital way of helping a new generation learn and know what they should be aiming at and achieving with the use of their own lives. Real men are always fine examples of Christ-likeness, of love and charity, and of honor and commitment to their fellow men and women. Real men are what children duplicate and who grow to become the future leaders of the next generation. Real men laugh often, love completely, and are totally committed to serving other people, all for the glory of God. Be a real man and always act like one.